Welcome to God First, a program committed to encouraging you to put God first while viewing life through the window of the Bible. Now, in honor of the one and only true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, please join us for today's episode.
Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My name is Brian Thomas, and I want to thank you for tuning in with me to the God First program. It's always an honor, a joy, and a privilege to join you each week. And I'm excited today because we have a prophetic voice that is joining us. He's been on the program many times before, and we're just honored to have Pastor Bill Jenkins, who is the founder and senior pastor of Destiny Land Christian Center out in Rancho Cucamonga, California. So, Pastor Bill, I want to thank you for coming on and speak with us again this week.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. And it's always a joy to be with you. Just love your heart and love being on with you. So I'm looking forward to our time today.
All right. Thank you. Well, I asked you to come on because you wrote a book titled The 2021 Prophetic Almanac. We had you on earlier this year to speak on it. So we're doing a mid-year review, as you have a podcast in which you have such great teachings that you give. And you did a mid-year review to sort of update everyone on where we are. So I wanted you to come on to talk about here in the middle of 2021, what things have transpired and what is yet still to come. So you mentioned in your mid-year review of four things that are associated with the number 21 when mentioned in the Bible. So can you speak to those things for us?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things that I do is I believe that without a vision, the people perish. And so I always try to give people a vision based upon that specific number for that year. Obviously, this is 2021. So we look at the number 21. It's only mentioned four times in the Bible, but when it is mentioned, it revolves around judgment. I do believe that this is a year of judgment. I believe there's a lot of judgment that America is facing. And, you know, the Bible says that before judgment hits the world, it's going to hit the church. Before it hits the world, it's going to hit the child of God. And so I think this is a year of judgment. I think in the second half, which we just really crossed over into the second half of 2021, we're going to see more judgment hit our world. 21 is also connected to sin. You look at the sin that's taking place. If you just watch the news, there's so many sickening things taking place that are revolving around sin that I think even the sinner is getting sick of sin. And so when you look in the Bible, you see Jeroboam, who was the first king of Israel. He had 21 different sins mentioned about him in 1st and 2nd Kings. You have Zedekiah, who was the evil in the sight of the Lord. And then when you look in the Bible, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, there's actually 21 different sins that are mentioned as a part of the end times. And so we see judgment, we see sin, we also see adulthood. You know, most people think that you become an adult at 21. That's kind of, you know, up to that each and individual person. But really, when you hit 21, you're supposed to be an adult. 21 is connected to adulthood. And so this is a year when we got to grow up. We got to, you know, be better. We got to be more mature. We got to act better. You can't, you know, I tell my kids, act your age, not your shoe size, you know, so you can't be, you know, 30 and acting like you're 12. It's time to grow up. Nothing wrong with being a baby if you're a baby, right? But, you know, sooner or later, you're going to have to grow up. I'm a grown man, and nobody, you know, feeds me a bottle. Nobody changes my diaper. I'm a grown man, and I have to take care of myself. There's certain things that as children of God, we're going to have to learn. We got to grow up before we go up. And then last of all, the number 21, when it's mentioned in the Bible, revolves around breakthrough, which is the most exciting thing because this is a year of breakthrough for us. And the reason we say that is because read in Daniel chapter 21. He prayed and fasted for how many days? 21 days. And he got his breakthrough. Now, the angel said, listen, from the very first day you set your heart to understand, I was sent for thy word, but it took 21 days of fighting in order for you to get your breakthrough. You had to hold on. You had to pray. You had to fast. You had to believe. You had to have faith. And as you did, the angels of God fought for us as we were willing to fight for ourselves. A breakthrough came, and God delivered Daniel and gave him a great word. And so this is a year when I believe God is going to give us some of the biggest breakthroughs we'll ever experience in our life. Because when you see the number 21, not only does it revolve around sin and judgment, not only does it revolve around adulthood, but man, it revolves around breakthrough. And this is our year of breakthrough.
Wow. And as you were talking about sin, and I think about how sin right now, people are just gotten so brazen and bold with sin. It used to be a time in which if someone was living in sin, they would at least try to keep it in the dark. They would try to hide it. But now it's just out in the open. People are making it very clear now. They have these sinful agendas and they're just pushing it in our faces. And as you were talking about growing up and acting like an adult, and I see now so many people that are adults, they're young adults, but they're out in the streets and they're just showing that spirit of lawlessness. They're out committing crimes. Curfews are put in place. They ignore the curfews and they're just determined to do what they want to do. And I think about the fact that they are adults, but they're acting like children. They're acting like bratty children that are just going to have tantrums to have their way. So we just see that boldness right out in front now.
Yeah, I mean, people are hard-headed. They're hard-hearted. They're stubborn, egotistical. They, you know, are just irreverent towards any form of authority. They're rebellious. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, man, it's not getting better. It's getting worse. And so you see this, and I think it's disgusting. I mean, any parent knows. I mean, you don't like rebellion from your kids. God doesn't like it from us. We don't like it from our children. I don't care how old my kids are. I got a 20, 18, and 16-year-old. I don't like rebellion no matter, you know, what age it is. And I think, you know, we're getting to the point where we're seeing this rebellious behavior. We're seeing it played out on our TV screens each and every night. And I believe that really it has the potential. Sin honestly has the potential for us to send a great revival, because I do believe people are going to be so sick of this. They're going to say, man, we got to have change and let change start with me. Let me start going to church, living right, making my life right with the Lord. And I believe that it has the potential if we, as the church, begin to pray and call out to God and close that gap and minimize that distance to bring true revival like the Bible said we can have here in these end times.
Yeah, and that's an excellent point. And that's a silver lining there, because I have heard of more people that are standing up and speaking up, even starting ministries, because they're saying enough is enough. They're really tired of this. And so that is an excellent point for us to keep in mind. Now, you also mentioned about the significance in the book of Judges, the fact that there are 21 chapters in the book of Judges. So what is the significance in that?
Well, when you read the book of Judges, I mean, it's a book for today. Think about Judges. Judges were God's way. It was God's system. God established Judges in order to rule the universe, to rule the earth at that time. But man didn't like it. Man didn't want it. So what did man do? They said, we want a king. We want a king to be put in place. Well, okay, you had the kingdom, you had Israel turn into two kingdoms, northern kingdom, southern kingdom, and they were now ruled by judges. It wasn't God's will, but God said, we're going to allow you to have it to see that your way just doesn't work. Well, guess what? After 21 judges in the southern kingdom, what happened was, you know what? They said, enough is enough. God said, enough is enough. We're not going to let this be ruled by kings anymore, because judges was the way that God wanted it to be ruled. And too many times we want our way. We want what we want. We think we know better than everybody else, and our stubbornness and rebellion gets the best of us. And we start to tell God what we think is best for us. And that never works. It never worked then. It won't work now. And when we see judgment, when we see these judges, that's how God really designed for the universe to be ruled. But they didn't want that. They wanted to be ruled by kings. It didn't work. It failed. God finally said, I've given you all of these kings in both, you know, the northern and southern kingdom, and it hasn't worked. So he ended it. He stopped it because it just didn't work. And so the judgment of the Lord came upon them because they wanted their way. They got their will. And we have to learn here in 2021 to be more submissive, to yield to the Lord, to resist the devil, submit to God, so the devil can flee from us. I think, you know, it's a simple scripture, but it's something that God wants us to get back to in this year, especially as we just entered the second half of 2021, so that we can be successful in our everyday lives.
Yeah, it's so interesting, Pastor Bill, that when you look back in history, I mean, the Bible shows us thousands of years of what is the result of people when they choose to rebel against God's way and decide to go their own way. And it just seems as though we will never learn, because we are making the same errors that the Bible shows in the people of the Bible days, what they did and what was the consequence of their wrongdoing. And in the Bible, God referred to them as a stiff-necked people. And I see us still today being stiff-necked people, because so many are not going with the ways of God, and God's way works. Everything works beautifully if you do it God's way, but mankind in its stubbornness just does not. And so judgment comes.
Yeah, and I mean, we don't like that. But if you remember, right in the middle of the pandemic, people were in the streets. And some of them had a right to protest, but they're out there saying, what do we want? We want judgment. When do we want it? We want it now. And that's when the Lord spoke to them. And he said, this coming year, 2021, is going to be a year when you're going to get your judgment. You're going to get, now think about it, judgment is getting what you deserve.
Yeah.
Now, man, that's a scary thing, but it can also be an exciting thing, because if you've done wrong, you're going to get exactly what you deserve. There's penalty and consequences that come along with disobedience to God. But there's also blessing that goes along with being good. So maybe you need to get what you deserve. I've been telling the Lord, give me what I deserve. I've been trying to do right. I've been trying to hold on and pray and read your word and be a voice in the middle of darkness like John the Baptist. And so, Lord, give me what I deserve. I want what I deserve. And so if you've done right, this is a year when you're going to get good things. If you've done bad, you can't change it. There's consequences that are going to come to pass in your life. That may not be positive and encouraging news to some people, but you can't just show up and expect God to, you know, just do something for you at the snap of a finger. When you've been doing things wrong and you know you've been doing wrong, there's consequences to pay. We forget Romans 6:23. We forget the wages of sin is death. There's penalty, there's consequences, and we cannot just go on in life thinking we're just going to get away and God's going to turn a deaf ear to everything that we're doing. We need somebody to stand up and to be that prophetic voice in the middle of this darkness, because we have too many echoes. Everybody's echoing what everybody else is saying. We don't need an echo. We need a voice. We need voices, not echoes. Mm-hmm. We need to be a voice and declare the good things of God, because people need the truth. And I believe people want the truth. They're tired of fake. They're tired of people who aren't being transparent. They're tired of people who are one way in church and another way out. And that's not just the people in the pulpit. That's people in the pew. And they're looking for the truth. And I believe if we'll raise that standard, I believe that this second half of 2021 has the potential to be some of the best months, not just of this year, but of our life.
Yeah, those are excellent prophetic words. And I'm glad that you're reminding us that, yes, the Bible tells us that we reap what we sow, but we tend to think of that as a negative thing. But as you said, for the Bible says, well, for those who sow good seed, you're going to reap a good harvest. But for those who sow bad seed, then you're going to reap a bad harvest, which is judgment. So it's good to remind the people that for those out there who are standing on the side of righteousness, as it seems like the world just continues to get more and more wicked, as the Bible says, don't grow weary, because your reward is coming if you will just hold out and stay on the Lord's side until the time comes. So we are talking today with Pastor Bill Jenkins, founder of Destinyland Christian Center, speaking again on his book, 2021 Prophetic Almanac. We're going to take a short break, but don't go away. Back with more on the other side. You are tuned in to the God First program.
You are listening to God First. If you believe in what we stand for at God First Bible Fellowship, would you consider partnering with us? Our God First Partners program is based on Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added onto you. For a recurring donation of $6.33 per month, you can help us share the message of placing God's commands first when viewing the issues of our culture. Please visit our website, godfirst.org, or write to us at God First Bible Fellowship, P.O. Box 266, Knightdale, North Carolina, 27545 for more information. Now, let's return to the conclusion of today's program.
Welcome back to the program. Today's guest is Pastor Bill Jenkins, a man who has such a powerful, great prophetic voice. We're always blessed to have him. And so he's with us today talking about his book, the 2021 Prophetic Almanac, and he's given us a mid-year update. And Pastor Bill, you gave in the book many prophetic dates. In the book, dates to look for in the year 2021. So we're halfway through. So can you speak to some of the dates in which the first half of this year that have transpired? What was some of the significant things that transpired on those dates?
Well, this is really one of the most exciting things to me in the book, because what I always encourage people to do is to look at these dates and then to Google it. You know, I mean, anymore, it's like God, you know, your program is God First, but what second? It's got to be Google, right? So it's God and then it's Google. And if you'll Google these dates, and you'll see there's, you know, one of the things that I Google is just that what happened on this date, for instance, January 1st or February 3rd or, you know, April 12th, May 3rd, May 15th, just part of the first half date, you'll see that there's going to be some amazing things that pop up when it comes to different things that have happened on that day that actually go along with judgment, that go along with sin, that go along with breakthrough, maybe not you, but maybe somebody else. It could be you, and that's why it's good to document and to journal things. And there could be things that revolve around adulthood or something that just triggers something in you about maturity. And so my prayer is that people will do that, because I think one of the best ways to put any so-called prophet to the test is to test them and to check and see if what they're saying is real. So I put these dates in here. I put my reputation on the line because I believe in these things. I believe in this word. I believe that the Bible is going to come to pass. I believe God honors his word. The word will never return back void. And so I encourage people to go and do that. Check it for yourself. Don't take my word for it, man. I mean, I'm not a self-proclaimed prophet anyway, but I want people to go see those things, look up those dates, Google what happened on these individual prophetic dates, and then see how it connects with one of the four things that, you know, our vision revolves around for 2021. When you see it in the news, maybe something for you. And the reason why I even put these dates in there is for us to learn to train our ears to hear from the Lord. I do not believe that God is silent. I do not believe God doesn't want to talk. I believe God wants to talk. I believe he wants to say something. It's never a problem with God's voice. It's always a problem with our ears. And so we have to be willing to listen. And so what I want to do is train people to have a prophetic day every day, to where they can go to the Lord and they can hear from God. God, you know, he doesn't take a break. He wants to talk. And if you don't, you know, want to, you know, if you don't think God talks to you, open up the word. If you haven't felt like God talks to you, open up the word, read the word. Every time you read the word, it's God talking to you. It's his scripture. It's his Bible. There's tons of things that he wants to share with you. So if you'll open your heart up, I promise you, God will talk to you. Maybe not in a loud voice. It could be a still small voice. It could be the quietness of your heart. But God wants to talk to you every single day, because every day can be a prophetic day.
Yeah, you're definitely speaking truth, because as I was thinking, as you were talking, the book of Revelation, the prophetic book, it says, he who has an ear, let him hear. It says that throughout the scripture. So yes, God is talking and he wants us to hear. You also, as we talk about here, we're in the mid-year point of 2021. So you also spoke about dates that are yet to come. So what significant dates that are still yet to come in the last 6 months of the year do you think we should have on our radar?
Well, on July the 1st, remember, that's the last day of the first half of the year. July 2nd starts the first day of the second half of the year. And so we just crossed over. So you got July 17th, August 2nd. You got August 29th, September 7th, September 19th, October 10th, October 21st, November 12th, December 3rd, and then December 21st. And so we're about halfway through these prophetic dates, because we're about halfway through this year. And whenever I, you know, begin to write my book for the new year, God always, he always seems to give me these dates first, because they're just important dates that I think we can use to train ourselves to listen to the Lord more and to build a greater relationship and to understand God wants to speak. I don't know if I've ever heard the audible voice of God. I don't know if I could handle the audible voice of God.
Right.
But I know that he speaks to me every day through the still small voice, and I know that he speaks to me through the power of his word. And so sometimes people say, well, how do you know if it's God, the devil, or yourself? Because there's only three voices going to be talking to you. Uh-huh. And so, you know, think about it. You know, if you're hearing voices, maybe you need to, you know, go to the Lord. But the bottom line is, you know, God, the devil, or yourself. And you ask yourself, where is my root? If my root is good, my fruit is good. So if I'm doing something for God and I hear something, for instance, if God said, go tell Brian he's doing a good job, go hug Brian today, who would that be? Would that be me? No, because there's no good in me. Would it be the devil? No, because the devil wouldn't tell me to go do something good. So I have to give credit to the Lord. And it can be that simple. I think we're looking for a plane in the sky for it to write the words there for us to believe that it's from God. And that's just not going to happen. It's more subtle than that. So make sure you're listening to the voice of the Lord. And if God's telling you to do something good, and holy and honest and can bless somebody, it's probably going to be the voice of the Lord. And that's who we need to give the credit to.
Wow. Great, great words of wisdom. Absolutely. All right. So as we continue looking at the number 21, so there are 21 judgments listed in the book of Revelation. Do you feel that there is any significance for the fact that there are 21? I mean, why aren't there 22 or 19 or 18?
Well, and that's a great question, right? That's why I put it in the book. And so I actually wrote a book last year during the pandemic called The Rapture Manifesto. And it's a book about what to do if you're left behind. And I talk about the 21 judgments in there as well. And so this is a year of judgment. And so I believe that, you know, anytime, anywhere, some of these things can begin to happen. You know, a minute ago, before we even opened the program, you asked me how it was out in California. I told you it was hot. And you said, you know, you read in the Bible, Revelation chapter 16, verse 8, where it's talking about really global warming. Now, it doesn't say the words global warming, but it talks about a heat wave that hits our world in strange and unusual places. And we, you know, sometimes blow off some of this stuff when it comes to science. Christians, you know, we don't want to believe in science. And I'm not a scientist. I don't believe in all the wacky, quacky stuff. But you know what? There are some things that are truth that we need to understand. God put it in the Bible before they ever talked about global warming. And mm-hmm. So global warming is a phenomenon that we need to understand. It's not some weird satanic thing. It is in the Bible and it's part of the end times. And so when we look at this, I believe that this could be a year. I'm not saying Jesus is coming back in 2021, but I'm not saying he's not. I don't know. I'm living like he could come back before we're done with this interview because I don't know. Right. And so we got to be, you know, we got to live up. We got to work hard, man. I'm working like the Lord's coming back today. I'm living like the Lord's coming back today. I'm doing everything I can to get the message out, to speak the truth, to live my life the right way, not just in the pulpit, but in my home with my wife and my kids. And so it's very important for us to understand we're all going to stand before the Lord. We're all going to give an account of our lives. You won't get a second chance. So what you got to do now, you got to do today. Today is the day of salvation. If you're listening today and your life isn't right with the Lord, we don't have altar calls in our church like we should. In our church, we have an altar call every single Sunday because that's where the action takes place. The message is great, but man, when the message is done, then what? We got to apply the word. I'm calling the church. I'm calling pastors to have more altar calls, to lay hands on the sick, to pray for people, to anoint them with oil, to see the fire of God fall in our altars again, man, because God wants him to get the credit and glory, not us. And so when we preach, sometimes people focus in on us. But when God moves in that altar, that has nothing to do with us. It has everything to do with the Lord. And people aren't going to come to church in 2021 because of a great preacher. They're going to come because of a great God who's doing great things in the midst of that church. And so I believe that this is a year of judgment, and I believe God is going to judge us. This could be the year Jesus comes back, but I'm not giving you an absolute date. I would never do that. But I do believe that we have to prepare ourselves because this is not just the end times. This is the last of the end times, the last of the last days, and we've got to be ready for the coming of the Lord.
Yeah. So, folks, hear the words that he is speaking. And, you know, you said it, Jesus could return before the end of this interview, and that would be just fine with me. I say, come, Lord Jesus. And but yeah, as you were talking earlier, we talked off air about the heat wave that you're going through. And as I was watching it on the Weather Channel, I couldn't help but think about Revelation. And it says that men will shake their fists at God and say, God, this is because of you, as they're being scorched by the heat rather than turning and repenting to God, the one who can take it away. So it just amazes you to see how hard a person's heart can get. But Pastor Bill, we are just about out of time, but I want to again thank you for joining us. Please share with our listeners how they can get this book and any of the other books that you have and follow your great ministry. Where can they find you online?
Absolutely. Well, you can go to Amazon. You can download it on ebook Kindle. They're all over eBay. We sell books on eBay all the time. But the best place to go is PastorBillJenkins.org. So when you go to PastorBillJenkins.org, you can check out all the books that I have available. The Prophetic Almanac is the new book, but I have books on faith. I have books on the end times. I have books on the book of Revelation, books on faith, tons of books available. So at PastorBillJenkins.org, you can get them there. But you can also listen to all the archive programs we have for the Prophetic Almanac, which is a 30-minute radio program we have every single day. And so it's on radio stations around the world, so they can listen to that absolutely free by going to PastorBillJenkins.org. 30-minute little radio programs Monday through Friday. And then they can connect with me on social media like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube to get my Minute That Matters, a 1-minute little video devotional every single day. People around the world love it. They always have something good to say, and it's much tougher to do a 1-minute little video like that than it is an hour sermon. But I get a lot in a minute, so go check it out, because it's just a video devotional, PastorBillJenkins.org. You can get it all there, my books, listen to the radio, and connect with me on social media like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, and TikTok. So go to PastorBillJenkins.org today.
And for anyone that is in your local area that is looking for a church, how can they visit your church services?
Man, I tell you what, they can go to DestalandCC.org. We're in Rancho Cucamonga. We're about 30 minutes from L.A. It's worth the drive. Come check it out. We have some of the greatest people. I'm not kidding you. I mean, I've been to a lot of churches, but the people at Destaland Christian Center, they're loving, they're kind, they're hardworking. I mean, you know, these people, they do things the right way. And so I just love our church. And so if you're in our area, come check it out. If you got to drive an hour, man, if you're in LA area, you know it's an hour to get anywhere. So it's worth to come and to check it out. So we're located in Rancho Cucamonga. You can check us out at DestalandCC.org. Find our address, call that number, 909-727-3452, and come check us out Sunday mornings at 10, Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Plus, we have other ministries during the week that they can be blessed by, including the Celebrate Recovery Ministry that helps you with hurts, habits, and hangups every Thursday night.
All right, awesome. And I have it on my bucket list that I am going to make a trip to California and visit your church before it's all said and done.
Hey.
If the Lord tarries, it is returned. So I'm looking forward to that.
All right, that sounds great, man.
All right, well, again, Pastor Bill, I want to thank you for coming on and giving us this prophetic word. And again, many blessings to you and your ministry as we continue to go forward.
Thank you, my friend. Always love being with you. Praying for God's best to be a part of your life, and always you are in our prayers.
Thank you so much. And to our listeners, we want to thank you for tuning in with us. Please come back next week as we again continue to encourage you to put God first while viewing life through the window of the Bible. Until then, remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Bless God's great nation of Israel, and to the only wise God be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the God First program. Please come back and join us next week as we continue to encourage you to put God first while viewing life through the window of the Bible. Until next time, remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, bless God's great nation of Israel, and seek first the kingdom of God.